Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's see. Basically, we've covered Fukushima. I don't know. I'm beginning to think that maybe General Electric needs to change their motto from "We bring good things to life" to "We make the world glow." Certainly seems to be appropriate right now with all that's going on here. Huge, huge public relations effort. They're trying to find some way that they can convince the people, at least of the United States of America, if not the world, that, hey, this is good for you. The radiation's going to make the fish grow bigger, and we'll have more food. It'll be one. It'll combat global warming. It'll do that, and so forth and so on here. And as I mentioned before, we're continuing to see these calls for entombment as the last and only option. And again, that worked to an extent at Chernobyl. Did not work completely. Still got a lot of leakage coming out of there. That whole area around Chernobyl is still a dead zone. You know, I mean, they're taking tourists in there now. but nobody's allowed to live there. Now, interestingly enough, people who are leaving Japan, prudently I might add, and coming to the United States apparently are so contaminated with radioactivity they set off the radiation alarms at Chicago and Dallas airports. The radiation detectors at Dallas-Fort Worth and O'Hare airports were triggered when passengers from flights that started in Tokyo passed through customs. Apparently the people themselves and their luggage were sufficiently contaminated with fallout that the radiation meters were set off here. Now, the Pentagon is deploying a Global Hawk high-altitude reconnaissance aircraft over the reactor complex at Fukushima. In theory, its thermograph will give them a slightly better idea of what's going on inside the reactor building. At this point, my sense of it is it's all for show. Everybody's trying to look like they're working to solve the problem, but the sense I have is it's completely out of control, and it's all play acting from now on. I don't know what they can do. On the ground that it's located with the ocean right there, I don't know. I mean, when you're talking about spitting water at it from 100 yards away with a water cannon, that basically tells you that the radiation is winning the ground, as it were. Somebody wrote in and was responding to my comment about the poisoning of the Pacific Ocean and the plume going over California's agricultural district. That's going to be another problem. You know how everybody's been avoiding Gulf Coast seafood now? They're going to start doing the same thing about California's agricultural produce. And somebody wrote in and said, does that mean the marijuana too? I said, well, you know, the radiation so far is passing Hawaii by, and we got a lot of pakalolo here. So if you want to have a safe smoke, you just buy your Maui Wowie from us, and that will help keep our state green. Because I got to tell you, we're in the middle of this radioactive pool. Like, it wasn't bad enough we had TSA fondling and groping people. Less people are going to want to come to Hawaii now, because they're not going to know if we're in the from, you know, looking at a map, we're closer to Japan than pretty much any other part of the United States except Alaska. And so people are going to say, we're going to stay out of the Pacific. Let's see. Japan may stop buying our debt. We talked about that one already. Now, in the middle of all this stuff, Israel is reconquering Libya for the benefit of Muammar Gaddafi. Apparently, the United States asked Saudi Arabia to go into Bahrain to put down that freedom and democracy movement. See, freedom and democracy are things that our government talks about during election years, but when push comes to shove, they don't actually do it. We're on the other side. We're on the side of crushing down the freedom and democracy movements, all in the name of grabbing the oil fields. All right, we got to take a break. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm getting emails from people with all kinds of suggestions on how nuclear plants should be built to make them safer and to deal with these disasters. And they're all good ideas. And we know it is possible to make fission power plants safe, just as it's possible to make deep water oil drilling safe. You just have to have a corporate culture willing to sign the checks to pay for it all, and a government that will enforce the safety standards. Now, we know coming out of the Gulf of Mexico disaster, we found out that the Minerals Management Service, rather than making sure that all the safety systems were in place in the Gulf of Mexico, were basically sitting on their rear end. They were getting free goodies from the oil companies. You know, drugs, hookers, whatever. And let the oil companies fill out their own safety reports. There were no inspections, and boom, Gulf of Mexico. I'm going to make a prediction here, that we will find out that whatever the Japanese government agency was that was supposed to be in charge of making sure the reactors stayed safe probably fell down on their job too. Just as we're finding out now, the Securities and Exchange Commission, whose job it supposedly was to keep Wall Street on the straight and narrow, have been spending all of their time looking at porn on their taxpayer-funded computers. For a system to work, you've got to have good design, General Electric, followed by good maintenance and good oversight. And everybody dropped the balls. I said in the first hour, in a way, it's almost like the wreck of the Titanic. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. Every decision that could be made wrong was made wrong. It's this incredible cascade of individual incidents, any one of which, had it gone the other way, would have prevented the disaster. but it went the way that it did. Bad reactor design, insufficient seawalls, emergency generators located where they could be flooded out in the event the seawall didn't work against a tsunami, storing the spent fuel rods over the actual reactors, allowing 40 years of spent fuel rods to accumulate. It's just bad decision on bad decision on bad decision on bad decision. And I'm sure probably General Electric has taken solace in the fact that the blame for this thing is spread over so many different places, it's going to be very, very hard to pin one down and say, you are to blame for it when it comes down to start writing the checks for all the people who've been hurt by this thing. But of course, the real price in a disaster like this cannot be repaid by money, because we're looking at health effects that will linger for decades. And for all those people who are really worried about what's going on, we're not going to see a glowing cloud sweep over California and turn everybody into radioactive zombies overnight, or at least those who weren't already zombies to begin with. You won't see the radiation. You won't feel it. You won't taste it. You might not feel the effects for months or years. And then you'll be told, oh, well, it sort of happens to people. Nobody to blame. It'll be in the food. It'll be in the air. Again, look at what happened to Europe following Chernobyl. Incidence of cancers and leukemias went up. You can't eat food that you take in the wild without running a radiation check on it. We're going to start seeing that in the Pacific now. You can't take that back. Just like you can't take back the Gulf of Mexico. Our technology has reached a point where we are capable of inflicting huge damage on planet Earth. But it's not you and your little plastic bag and your tungsten light bulb that are the threat. It's not your carbon dioxide that you're exhaling that's the threat, even though that's what they want to put a tax on. The danger to the Earth is this intense centralization of utilities. Instead of having lots of little tiny power systems all over the country, local to the neighborhoods, where if one goes down, it's just one community blacked out. They wanted to build a single, huge, interconnected power grid that they could play Enron games with and become fabulously rich. And when it goes down, it all goes down. The same thing with oil and gas. The push has been towards greater centralization. One big farm that sells to everybody. One big refinery that sells to everybody. One big generator that supplies everybody. And when they go, when there's a failure, whether it's in the Gulf of Mexico or Fukushima, the consequences are devastating to large sections of planet Earth. I think going into the future, we need to see a call for decentralization. Decentralization of power generation. Because if you have one big power plant, isn't that a target for terrorists? If they can knock out your entire country's power supply by hitting one key installation, isn't that a security risk? But if you have 5,000 independent power stations running your country, no terrorists can shut that down. They couldn't possibly do that. So we need to reverse this tendency for centralization. We need to go the other way. We need to decentralize. We need to homogenize planet Earth. We need to reintegrate people and the landscape together uniformly. Now, the money junkies won't like that one bit, but to heck with them. Back to the phones. Kurt in Oregon. Aloha, Kurt. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Kurt, are you there?
That's a machine. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
The Fukushima plant. Those are graphite-moderated reactors, right?
I do not believe that they're using graphite as a moderator. I think they're boron.
Well, I believe the control rods may be graphite, but if that's like Chernobyl...
They may be partly graphite, and yes, they will burn. That's what happened at Chernobyl.
That's right. They'll ignite. And I wonder if they're trying to prevent that. Also, if... part of Highway 1 fell into the Pacific Ocean. Let's see, San Onofre sets right on the edge of the Pacific Ocean on a cliff. And what does that tell you?
San Onofre is not exactly on a cliff. It's on more of a gentle grade. And I think the two geologies are apples and oranges, because Highway 1, like Highway 330 out of Big Bear, was basically cut into a cliffside, and the soil below that simply collapsed. and they're just going to have to go in there, and they're either going to have to cut deeper into the hillside for a new roadway, or they're just going to have to build a better bridge. We actually had to do that on the north of this island when the road near Waimea Valley on Oahu collapsed, and they had to basically cut deeper in, and now there's this huge overhang, and it's a disaster waiting to happen. There are better ways to do this, but they're always going on the cheapest way to get it done, and the cheapest way always has dangers. As far as the control rods back at Fukushima being graphite, graphite might be part of the component, but don't forget, graphite is not the only flammable material there. Uranium will burn. So will plutonium. And, you know, those oxides, you know, they're dangerous. This idea that of the radiation coming over, it, you know, is only part of the problem. The real danger is these particulates that go on emitting radiation. If you eat them, if you ingest them, if you inhale them, getting them out of your body takes a very, very long amount of time. That's really what does the killing and making you sick and everything.
It certainly seems to me that San Onofre is very close to the ocean, considering that they're having earthquakes now that they really hadn't predicted before.
It is very close to the ocean. In fact, as I recall, the design, believe it or not, that reactor core is on a huge track system where if it starts to melt down, they dump the whole thing into the ocean as an emergency cooling mechanism. And I hope they never have to do it. My understanding is that the San Onofre plant is really, really over-designed because of the political pressures that were opposed to it, and that they've really built a really, really solid facility there that's really much tougher than the General Electric design. Again, I'm not an expert, but I'm not as worried about San Onofre as I am about these other General Electric reactors. I got to let you go, Kurt. We're having a delay on the phone line that's kind of messing us up, and I'd like to switch over to John in Arkansas. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, John, cannot hear you. I'm sorry, the phone connection's really bad. We're going to have to let you go. Try calling back in. Jack in Virginia. Aloha, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I want to thank you for your tireless efforts at getting the truth out. And I know you're an honest guy. I could hear it in your voice. But I just want to say, I wonder if the people that are coming back to the United States from Japan, you know, they're finding radiation on them. Are they running them through those radiation detectors to give them a little more?
There's a standard radiation detector at all of the customs and ports of entries. It's just another way for Michael Chertoff to be making money. But in this case, they're being set off. You know, the idea that somebody might be bringing components for a nuclear weapon into the country, you know, as opposed to the Israelis who already had it here to start with. But, yeah, that's what they're setting off. They're setting off these radiation detectors.
Mike, I was trained in radiation equipment by the best of the best. And
yes,
the answer to the what is a safe dose of radiation is there is no safe dose, period. End of conversation. So now, you know, they're irradiating people, which, you know, the politicians have tried to slide under the radar. This is not a small thing. This is a cumulative dose. You wear a badge with a step wedge inside of it when you work on radiation equipment. Mm-hmm. And you absorb these doses. They stay in you. I mean, this is crazy. Mike, the other thing I wanted to bring up, and you know, I tend to ramble, I'm sorry, the torture. It's killing me. Nobody's torturing me, but this situation
about
torture.
Yeah, you can go in there for a second. Yeah.
Well, Mike, it's so terrible and disgusting and sick. What's your take on that?
Well, can we take a break? And I'm going to answer your question when we finish this commercial. Stay on the phone. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Jack in Virginia, and you're absolutely right about the use of torture. Torture does not provide useful information. Everybody knows that. Torture exists for one reason only, and that is to inflict terror on the general population. You all behave yourself or we'll torture you. And, of course, it's also useful for extracting useful confessions. Whether they're true or not, of course, is completely irrelevant. So the instant our government started engaging in torture, we knew it had gone away from being the republic that had been founded back in 1779.
Yeah.
When a government resorts to torture, it's basically engaging in a campaign of terror against its own population. You do as you're told, or we'll torture you too. We'll call you a terrorist, and we'll lock you in a room with Pauly Shore movies or something.
Well, and, you know, that's the way we have to be. We have to kind of take a humorous angle on this stuff, it seems, because it's so horrible.
Yes.
What we are tacitly agreeing to, the actions of our government, which is supposed to represent our values, and they're not.
No, they're not, and I don't agree to it, by the way, just for the record.
Oh, I know you
don't. I think anybody who supports torture ought to be taken out and maimed.
Mike, you know, here's another thing that I really, really like about you, and I don't want to sit here flattering. It's bullshit. I don't do that. I'm sorry about my French.
Yeah, Mike, actually, I hope we're on the delay today.
Well, as soon as I get a job, I'll have to send you donations to cover that fine you just got.
Yes.
Mike.
10 Hail Marys and you're forgiven. Anyway, get back to the point here.
The thing that I really like is this. I am a blogger. You may know of my blog. I don't know. But I sent you an article yesterday. You did not put it on your site. And I think the reason you didn't do it was because the things that I had said, although true, were so harsh that you did not subject people to this harshness out of decency. And you don't edit out things that you don't... You put a lot of stuff up there that I know you don't agree with, and I admire you for that. That is very difficult. I don't even know how you do it, and I know a lot of stuff I've sent you that you didn't put up there. A couple of days later, I was just glad. But, Mike, the thing that I have to say to people is, you know, you've been criticized for things like being, quote, anti-Catholic, because I took a picture of a wall here in Charlottesville, and it said some things, and somebody commented on my blog and said, oh, Mike, over at What Really Happened is anti-Catholic. No, you're not. No, you're not. Not one bit. They have not listened enough to hear your side of this, of that particular debate, because you are not anti-Catholic. That's a horrible...
No, I'm opposed to all organized religions equally.
Bingo. But that was their slant. That was the only thing that they could come out with to put a comment there to try to discredit you. When you're sitting here, you're one of the only voices out there strongly supporting the Palestinians who are being stolen from every day and murdered by people that are being supported with American tax dollars. And to me, that is a heroic effort. And that is an effort that you don't make a lot of friends doing. That's called leadership. And I really do admire that, and I thank you for your efforts on that very much.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words. And my reality, I mean, I get sent so much stuff every day. I literally cannot post it all. And sometimes I'll make a point of putting up things that I don't always agree with, because I think we need dimension and perspective on some of these issues. Some stuff I won't put up. Like, you know, I know General Electric is out there trying to discredit the blogs on this stuff, because we're getting all this stuff about how the Japanese earthquake was started with HAARP and the tsunami bomb and the blue beams and all the rest of that stuff. So we know that stuff we definitely delete as it comes in. But as for the rest of it, there are times when I simply don't have enough room. I mean, the page is already huge, and I get emails from people saying, can't you shorten that main page so it loads faster? And yeah, I can do that. But then we have more stuff in a single day than can be seen on that page. And we're trying to keep a balance here between all the various requirements and necessities. I literally cannot put up everything that I'm sent. There's just
right, and I know that. But the other thing is, though, I mean, it really is a service to those sending stuff to you. You're not, you don't edit things in a brutal Stalinistic manner. It's amazing how much stuff you get up there, but the support of the individual writers out there, if you want to call them that, is really exemplary. There's nothing else, in my opinion, on the internet available like your site.
It is a community, and I'm sort of the benign tyrant who keeps it all going more or less in the same direction.
Yeah.
But it is very much a community effort, whether it's the people who send in their articles and comments and letters, and, you know, obviously the people who are financially supporting us right now during this time when, you know, just money is very tight for everybody, and, you know, so many blogs are going out of business, and, what would we be without the readers and supporters and contributors? We would be nothing. We'd have to run it as a porn site or something just to get by. All right, Lex, let's see.
Thank you, Mike.
Who am I talking to? Is this Lex? No, this is still Jack. Okay, I got the calls are starting to back up here, Jack. I'm going to let you go here. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Lex and Ernie about various and sundry other things that are coming on here. Getting back to this situation with the reactor, and also Libya is starting to heat up yet again. The killing of people goes on apace. Forget tsunamis and earthquakes and reactor meltdowns. We got to go murder people. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Going right to the phones, Lex in Ohio. Aloha, Lex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, sir. Thanks for having my call. I first wanted to comment on Jack's call, the last caller that came in, and he reminded me that we have to remember that our silence is consent. When we sit idly by and do nothing about these injustices, that's consent. We have to start speaking out. You have to make waves. You have to create background noise. Even if it's as simple as taking a black magic marker and writing across your trunk, you know, this torture is killing us. I loved how he said that. This torture is killing me, and it is killing us. It's killing us. It's killing the U.S. We've got to start speaking out against things like that, even if it's unpopular. It starts to feel really good after a while. But the real reason I called was to talk to you about, I think, you know, a little tongue-in-cheek here, but you were doing some fear-mongering there by insinuating that terrorists would attack a nuclear plant, because anybody with common sense knows that terrorists attack partially vacant high-rises, and they attack wings of command centers that are under construction. They don't attack real military-style targets, Mike. We have to know that in the United States.
I stand corrected. By golly, you're right.
Thank you.
They only attack buildings that are already condemned and need to come on down. So
Thank you. That's all I had.
All right. Well, listen, I do want to comment about your first thing. When you speak out, when you find the courage to speak out publicly about what's going on in the country, then you will give others around you the courage to speak out as well. If nothing else, when you stand up and you say torture is wrong, those around you who feel that torture is wrong but thought they were the only ones who felt so, understand they're no longer alone. And that is one of the most important things that we can be doing. Speaking out is so incredibly important. I cannot overemphasize how important that is. Thanks an awful lot, Lex. Okay, we're going to switch over to Ernie in Indiana. Aloha, Ernie. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, from the pictures and stuff that I've seen from this Japan thing, there's an awful lot of smoke. A lot more than I figured. And the thing that I really want to know is if you've seen any thermographic imagery from that site?
Not yet. None has been released. In theory, that's what they're going to be doing with this Global Hawk that they're sending over there.
Right. I'd be curious to see what it looks like in the 5 to 6,000 degree range. If they see anything like that in there, it's problems.
Yes, absolutely. And I think if they get imagery showing temperatures in that particular range, I would almost be willing to bet a whole plugged Turkish piaster that they're not going to release them to the public.
I wouldn't think so. I don't think anybody would be too hip to know that there's uranium smoke coming out of that thing.
Well, we already know plutonium smoke was coming out of reactor number 3 because it was exactly the right color, that yellow-brown, and it certainly was not steam like they were trying to claim it was from a hydrogen blast.
Well, I don't know.
All right, anything else?
I'll keep an eye on your site. I'm sure you'll put something like that if you get it.
As much as I can, as quickly as I can get up there, I will. All right, thanks an awful lot.
According to this thing I see here, that's that uranium boils at 7,468 degrees.
Well, I'm not as worried about boiling uranium as I am it coming into contact with oxygen and combusting.
Well, that superheated vapor coming off of it, once it hits that oxygen, it's going to turn into uranium oxide.
Yeah, absolutely.
Little tiny fine smoke. Oh, brother.
Yes. But it's such a pretty yellow color. What can I tell you? Anyway.
Dag. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Somebody just sent me another article from a... this is the one I was talking about earlier. This physicist, Michio Kaku, it was over on MSNBC, saying dropping water from helicopters is pointless. I agree. Using squirt guns against the raging forest fire is pointless. I agree. He is also advocating the Chernobyl approach, and I don't agree with that. You can cap over that whole reactor complex with sand and cement and boric acid, but it's on very thin ground over the water table, and it's that water table underneath that is going to be the problem, because if there is a burn through the bottom of the pressure vessel, the bottom of the containment, and down through the cement foundation into the soil, when it hits that water table, you're going to have a steam explosion that's just going to blow everything sky high, and it will be radioactive. The Chernobyl approach is not going to work here. Even if you avoid the steam explosion, you're going to have all these leachates going through the soil into the ocean offshore. It'll just percolate up from the seafloor offshore. They may do it because at least it will look like they did something, but it'll be like the original Chernobyl. They'll have a big mound of something that's leaking a little radioactivity, and they simply say nobody ever goes near there ever again, and that's the solution. Do you know how many chunks of planet Earth are already walled off, fenced off from human occupation because of industrial accidents? They're all over the place. You know, all these dioxin poisonings. There's a huge chunk of land in Italy that's permanently fenced off from dioxin. There's the area around Bhopal where they had that huge accident there. Down on the Big Island here on Hawaii, there are areas that are still fenced off where they were testing Agent Orange back during the Vietnam era, and you still cannot go in there because the stuff is so toxic. And now we've got Chernobyl, and now we're going to have Fukushima. And yeah, they're probably going to do the Chernobyl, cover it over with dirt and pretend it isn't there, because at least it looks like they did something, but it's not going to be a solution. And as I said, the big danger now is if there is a true meltdown through the bottom of the reactor and the containment and the foundation, and it gets into the water table, bang, all over. All righty, let's see, moving right along. Now, in the middle of all this, I started to talk about this a little early in the show, in the middle of all of this, with wars and death and grief and radiation and tsunamis and earthquakes, Barack Obama took time out of his very busy schedule to to videotape his picks for the NCAA tournament. And, of course, he went out and played golf again. I mean, it's literally, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned. Actually, he played the lyre, you know, and he was over in Anzio when it happened, but he could see the fire of Rome from his little vacation cottage there. But still, Barack Obama is supposed to be kind of like taking care of us, and he's just out there playing the NCAA. Is that really important for him to go out and make a, yes, this is who I think is going to win? And, I'm sorry, we don't care. I'm not betting on NCAA, and I wouldn't take his picks anyway. It's amazing here. Let's see. Now, I did mention this before, and that is that we're looking at this situation. I mean, right now the oil companies are just, you know, really happy because their main competition for power generation is literally going up in smoke. And they're saying, yee-haw, we're going to make a lot more money now with oil-fired power stations the way God intended us to do. But the oil prices that we're seeing at the pump are a direct result of all the turmoil in the Middle East, and even the corporate media will say that. What the corporate media will not tell you is that if the United States would stop invading all these oil-rich countries on behalf of Israel, the turmoil would stop and oil prices would drop. Plus, when you're invading another country, or when you're helping a dictator slaughter his own people who want freedom and democracy, you're burning up a lot of oil in the process. I live on the state with the highest per capita presence of military bases anywhere in the United States of America. Every day we see four or five of these training flights of helicopters flying over in formation, echelon left, echelon right. And, you know, and they're the big helicopters too. Yes, there's the Blackhawks, but they'll be up there with the Sikorskis, the really big ones. And they're flying around in formation. And just how much fuel those flights are burning up. Just one of those helicopters for one of these flights around the island could run our car for months. But they're burning up all this petroleum to go out and fight a war to conquer the petroleum. It doesn't really make a lot of sense right now. I would think if we had wise rulership of all the nations of planet Earth, that they would get together and they'd say, you know, all of this tribal warfare is really a luxury we cannot afford any longer. And we need to put down our spears and our slingshots. And we need to say, okay, we got some real planet-threatening problems to solve. How are we going to do it without killing each other in the process? Back to the phones, Natasha in Wisconsin. Aloha, Natasha. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Greetings, comrade. Yes, I call. You say that we
spasiba.
Get Hello?
I said spasiba.
Oh, good. Okay. We are getting that. I am Czechoslovakian. Anyway, you say we get rid of nuclear plants. I tell you why, that can never, ever happen. You want to know why, Mike?
Why?
Lauren Moray, she was out there. You put into Google, Queen Elizabeth owns most of the uranium mines in the world. So we're going to be using this and spraying on shooting the Iraqis. Where it's safe. They could just take that stuff from Japan, take over and make bullets, and everything's fine because it's safe out there in Afghanistan. But yes, Queen Elizabeth owns most uranium mines in the world. So that's my call.
Well, you're partly correct. One of the reasons, first of all, I do think nuclear power can be made safe. You just need a corporate and political leadership willing to make that investment. As far as the fission reactors, there's a major political pressure to keep them going, and that is it provides cover for continued research and development for nuclear weapons. If you're just making weapons, your population stands up and says, look, those are dangerous. We don't want them. There's no reason to have them. It's a very expensive hobby to have. Please shut it down. If you've got nuclear power, then you can basically say, oh, no, we're not building weapons with this stuff. We're running power plants. We're going to light up Chicago. We're going to light up San Francisco with all of this stuff. And the weapons are just kind of a side effect. And it's just kind of a way of sneaking that weaponization past the American people. So I think this is going to be a major setback for the nuclear industry. I would hope that this would stimulate the development of alternative power generation technologies. We know the Chinese have achieved break-even with hot fusion. We know that even the U.S. military has achieved some kind of a success with cold fusion technology. Why are we not continuing to develop those for the civilian market? Because they don't have the problems that we see with uranium fission technology. Even the thorium cycle, while it has some downside, it's certainly far less dangerous than the current fission-based uranium technology. But we need to be making the investment in doing that. Instead, we blew $14 trillion to keep the Wall Street crooks out of jail. Personally, I think it was a complete waste of money.
Well, you know, as long as Queen Beatrix, she owns the Royal Shell, Elizabeth owns the gas, we'll be using that and oil and the polluting place with that. And then they also own the uranium mine, so I don't think we'll ever get rid of all these poisons. Thank you, Michael.
Well, you're welcome there. It's kind of interesting because if Queen Elizabeth owns all the uranium mines and all the oil companies, then part of her money is at war with another part of her money. And she may just say, okay, I'm going to let you guys duke it out. I'm going to just sit here and practice my strange wave for the population here. All righty, phone lines are open right now. Let's see, move right along. Okay, we're starting to see this very strange posturing regarding Libya. Because with the news that the United States asked Saudi Arabia to intervene in Bahrain to crush the freedom and democracy movement there, more and more people have been standing up and pointing out, the United States government, for all its talk about freedom and democracy when it invades places like Afghanistan and Iraq, has basically been sitting on its duff while Muammar Gaddafi, who from his last picture I just saw on the TV looks like he's had more bad plastic surgery than Michael Jackson ever did, but, you know, he's just slaughtering his own people with all of these Israeli mercenaries. And I've been pointing out for a week here, once Israel started sending mercenaries into Libya, it became very obvious the United States wasn't going to do anything. Well, now the United Nations is saying they're going to have a vote on a Security Council resolution within, you know, probably by the end of the day, that will not only impose a no-fly zone over Libya, but will send UN troops in to basically stand between Gaddafi and the rebels in Benghazi. They might just split up the country and say, Gaddafi keeps this half, the freedom and democracy people keep this half, just keep the oil flowing and all will be well. I'm waiting to see what the United States will do. I would tend to suspect that they will veto this resolution so that Israel and Gaddafi can basically crush out the freedom and democracy movement. But the political cost of doing that is becoming very, very, very high indeed. And we may be in for a surprise. I'm not hopeful, but I wouldn't absolutely rule it out. So we'll keep an eye on that situation. The part that really annoys me is with all that has just gone wrong with the world, quakes, tsunami, radiation poisoning, that those governments intent on murdering their own people in order to keep the wealth flowing to the money junkies, they're still doing it. They're not even taking a breather. It's like Ludlow over at CNBC. Well, thank goodness it didn't affect our stock portfolio, even though it actually did. All righty. So, let's see. A former U.S. Senate candidate, Mark Dankoff, basically came out and said that, you know, this was done basically to support Israel. The U.S. sending, asking Saudi Arabia to intervene in Bahrain was done to support Israel because Israel wants this global push for freedom and democracy brought to an end before it gets to their country and before it really does succeed in kicking the IMF out of all the countries of the West, which is really the villain behind all of the evil that we have seen come down on our heads. It's money junkies. It's all the money junkies. And we need an intervention. Just as you would intervene with a cocaine addict or a heroin junkie or anybody who's addicted to little pills or all the rest of it, you've seen the TV show Intervention. That's exactly what we have here. Take the little scraggly looking addict out, put a Wall Street CEO in, or a Middle East tyrant dictator, or even Barack Obama, put them in that slot. It's the same story. They're addicted, They don't care what happens to anybody else around them as long as the addiction gets fed. It is time to intervene for their own good, for their own happiness and peace of mind and safety and security and health. We must intervene on the money junkies and remove from them the source of their addiction. Little 12-step program, you know. Today you're allowed to have $1 trillion to play with, but tomorrow we're only going to let you have $100 billion. And the day after that, you only get $10 billion to play with. And the day after that, you only have $1 billion. And bit by bit, we sort of wean you back down to the real world, where you can function in society without taking a meat axe to everybody around you for the fair change in their pockets. All right, let's see. We're going to take a break here. We got a commercial coming up, and then we got one more caller that we are going to have time for before the end of today's show. So there's the magic music. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Adam in Indiana after these words from our sponsors.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go with Adam in Indiana. Aloha, Adam. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I have a question about the radiation that the government's not telling us about. I know it's probably going to be more likely it's going to filter into the West Coast. But really, how far do you think inland will it go? If it hits that jet stream from Alaska and all that, I mean, will it will be on the East Coast have some kind of concern?
Well, it's already in the jet stream, and ultimately, and we saw this happen during Chernobyl, and we saw this in the aftermath of all the above-ground nuclear tests, both in Nevada and the South Pacific, eventually it will travel all the way around the world. The issue is how much radiation there is, whether or not you accidentally ingest any of the radioactive particles, and of course, it's a cumulative body burden. And like I said, we're not going to see a glowing cloud come across the country and turn people into zombies overnight. What we will see is over the next couple of decades, there'll be an increase in the incident of cancers and leukemias. Somebody just completed a study, and their estimation is that 50,000 cases of cancer in the United States over the last half century, basically running about 1,000 a year, were a direct result of exposure to radiation from above-ground nuclear tests in Nevada. Of those 50,000 cases of cancer, 18,000 were fatal. So the reality is we know that something about modern society causes cancer because they never had this kind of problem with cancer in ancient times. Whether it's exposure to petrochemicals or exposure to radiation, whoever knows is not saying. But that will be the most serious threat, is that over time, the body burden will increase. And, of course, I'm sure TSA is going to say, oh, our machines didn't give you cancer. You got nuked by those gosh darn Japanese. Go sue them. And everybody will be pointing fingers at each other once again. We're going to see certain places you cannot eat the food from, just like now in Europe. You can't eat the wild boar or the wild deer without having it tested for radioactivity. We're going to see the same thing here. People are going to go to the supermarket with radiation meters, and you know, they are keychain size now. Somebody just sent in a link. We're already sending an email to one of these companies. They're expensive. They're about $175 for this little keychain fob. Might be time to go ahead and spend the money and get one.
All right. Well, because I'm hearing about kelp. Now, is that something that we can you can use as a supplement to try to, you know?
Yes, it is. And the reason people take kelp is to make sure that your thyroid glands has enough iodine to do what it does. If your thyroid is needing iodine and you're exposed to radioactive iodine, the thyroid will take it in and you'll get thyroid cancer, which is a major annoyance. But iodine is only one of the three main problems we're dealing with radioactive fallout. The second one is strontium-90, which tends to collect in your bones. There is nothing that you can take to get rid of that once it's in your body. That's a one-way street. Then there's cesium-137, which is very radioactive. It's got a nuclear half-life of about 30 years. I think your body can get rid of it. I'm sorry, I think it's closer to 70 years. Your body can get rid of it, though, in about 30 days. But if you are taking what's called Prussian blue, you can cut that body exposure time pretty much in half. And unfortunately, Prussian blue is not something that you can get without a prescription. And like potassium iodine right now, it is in really short supply. The important thing to remember is that kelp supplements or iodized salt or sea salt, the iodine content is really very low compared to these potassium iodide survival pills that are out there. If you can get the pills, you should do that. If you can't, take the kelp, but you're going to have to take a lot of it. The idea is to just make sure that your body has so much iodine that you will not take any more in. You know, find somebody in your area who's got a radiation meter that's making regular checks and buddy up to them. Again, at this point, I wouldn't automatically trust a radiation meter that we're seeing plugged into the internet because, again, there's a huge financial motive for General Electric to keep bamboozling you all that this is no big deal. So thanks a lot for the call.